This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Phoenixans.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
All right, welcome back in, beautiful folks. We appreciate you joining us here on The Drive. It's a fun time here in Houston sports right now, and kind of calmed down a little bit after the Rocket season, but getting geared up for the Astros as they start getting rolling, and then the Texans as that starts to roll too. Hey, we got to get to a couple of things here. One, my dilemma, and Tyler Clint's talking about there's a new show that he's been stuck on that's kept his ass up out all night long. I can't wait to hear what
Boop Tube. I'm gonna let y'all in on that joker at in Dirty's Daily.
But I want to hear, because usually I don't know if we overlap in shows as much. But you've given me a couple here lately. Now, I know we can get down on murder mysteries. I slid
in. This fits squarely in there.
I slid into a Dateline last night before I went.
No, it's not one of those, but it's got to do with murder.
Good.
But it is. I don't want to count it back, but it is when it comes to unexpected turns in a show.
I got you.
I mean, I'm at least.
Is it the one where you're going to bed after this episode?
Yes.
And then there's a turn at the 100%. End, and you have to at least start the second
100%.
The next episode.
Absolutely.
Oh my 100%. God!
And the whole time I'm going, man, there's three episodes left. How what the hell are they going to do from here? Ain't no way.
See, I'll get into a place, and I know Tyler Milner does get in a place. And say, well, you know what, man, I'm gonna bang these three out, man.
Been there a time or two.
I was very disciplined.
Let it be a Friday. Oh, I'm going to bang a bang.
I was very disciplined with this one until the last day. But anyway.
Yeah. All right, I can't wait to hear it.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, Dirty's Daily.
All right, Clint, and I want the phone lines open on this one. 713-572-4610. Some of y'all say, why y'all be punking out? How come y'all don't take no calls? No, I want it open because I honestly want to hear from you, the people on this, and you can also text in and go ahead on YouTube and Twitch. I know some people aren't available all the time to make calls, but I want to hear from you because, Clint, we've been in a space where we've talked about Nick Caley and the arrival of Nick Caley, and you have really gone into depth about the challenges of Nick Caley and what he is challenged with, especially coming off of what the Texans just experienced with a guy and Bobby Slowick, who came in, first-time play caller, first-time play designer, all of that, and how difficult that can be. And coming into it, and now even more difficult, I would say, for Nick Caley, as you pointed out, he's coming to it with a place that has expectations. At least Bobby didn't have expectations. He's coming to it with a place that has expectations and people, the feeling that they got a quarterback that has shown to be elite and that it's maybe teetering on that line. there's pressure there. See, for me, when I look at everything surrounding it and Nick Caley, my feeling is nervousness for, like, hey, man, I don't know how this thing's going to shake out. I think you've given your thoughts. But I will see, Clint, when we have had conversations about Nick Caley, it come across on the text line, YouTube, and Twitch of, man, you know, y'all tripping. What? I'm excited about Nick Caley. I'm excited. Like, I know he's going to be better than Bobby. I know. Like, there is more of a positive, a real positive, exciting feel from a lot of people about Nick Caley. And I'm not trying to get you off of that. I just want to hear why. And honest to God, Clint, I want to hear the reasons. Because I want to hear, because sometimes we get it on our perspective, but I want to hear from you. 713-572-4610. You can call in. You can text in as well, YouTube and Twitch. What is, if you are one of those in the camp of excited about the arrival of Nick Caley and what he can potentially do with this offense, why? Why is that? Because my feeling is kind of nervous. Nervous to see how this is going to shake out because we got no clue. I think yours is maybe more, I don't even know what it was. How would you describe your feeling on, like, if you had a word, if I'm using nervous, some people are using excited, how would you describe your feeling about Nick Caley coming in as a new OC?
I would say all of those are fair and accurate for me. I mean, nervous, anxious, concerned. Calling plays, it's not just standing on the sideline and calling plays for C.J. Stroud, right? I mean, there is a lot of behind-the-scenes work of how you create plays for certain guys. I mean, here's how to lay this thing out, is you're no longer the Texans, again, that won four games, and, hey, the new head coach has got 2-3 years here to kind of get this thing right. You are a team that's been to the second round of the playoffs, that's won 10 games 2 years in a row. The expectations are to get there or further at the very least and improve the product along the way. And you just saw a coach that literally immediately orchestrated an offense that gave you 10 wins, that gave you a rookie of the year, that emerged two wide receivers, not one, but two wide receivers along the way. And his ass was ran up out of here after one rough year. Like, you know how difficult this could be. And when it's guys that have never
done it
before.
That's a good point. How quickly it can turn.
Yeah, how quickly it can turn. And it's not good enough, right? That's the thing, is that, like, it just wasn't good enough. So there's a lot. It's not just calling plays, man. It's being able to on the move mid season, mid game, you know, figure out the right way to protect the quarterback, a different way to protect the quarterback. It's figuring out a way to get $12 million of value out of Dalton Schultz, which obviously we know it's not going to be in pass protecting, right? It's all of those things. And right now, it is a difficult job. And it's just very difficult to do. And so when you're asking, in today's game, right now, the way the NFL is set up, is anybody out of a Shanahan, McVay system is going to get the benefit of the doubt.
They do, yep.
And it just, you know, these guys that just keep, like, I mean, the guy in Atlanta's out of McVay's system. Now this guy's out of McVay's system. The guy that was here was out of one of those systems. Like, how many of those guys?
And some come out of LaFleur, which is the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's a tough-ass job, and it's not as easy to just walk in and do it at an extremely high level, and the pressure's through the roof.
Again, you use the word anxious, concerned. I said nervous. But many of you are excited. I want to hear it. 713-572-4610. What are the reasons you're excited? Eddie, lead it off for us. Eddie, we appreciate you joining the show. What is it that you're excited about with Nick Caley?
With Caley, I'm excited because, being a tight ends coach, I think he knows, you know, the run game, the pass game, blocking. He's got a better handle on all of it. He's coached before where Slovic did not as well. And I remember when it went back to when he got hired, a lot of people talked about his energy. I think he's going to connect more with the players because his energy is going to be more along the lines of D'Amico and his energy on the defense. I think Kelly's going to have that kind of energy with the offense, and the players are going to connect with him more than Slovic, who was just a little pencil pusher who never had coached guys before in his life. But I really think he's going to connect with the players. Players are going to love him, and he's going to bring swarm to the offense.
All right, I appreciate the call, Eddie.
I do think there's a big difference between the two, and there is a positive. I think there's a positive,
like a vibes difference.
Yeah. No, look, I think there is, and I don't want to minimize everything that he just said right there. I think there's some truth to that. I love the thought of the former tight ends coach versus a guy that was running backs or wide receivers or just O-line or something like that, that's never had to do both and had to like have a thorough understanding of both the run game and the pass game and that kind of workload. So I do like that part of it. I like the energy and the juice, because there's no doubt about it. I think Bobby Slowick, as you can see, what we got in press conferences is kind of what you got out of Bobby Slowick. It was pretty ho hum. There wasn't I would say as much juice and energy there as he would like to use the frame juice or the frame the word juice in terms of guys bringing it to his offense. I think those are all positives. I think those are all pluses.
I mean, listen, Eddie just to me said a lot of things that for me are just not proven. He's coached guys before. Bobby Slowick coached guys in San Francisco. I don't know. And we'll see what happens here. It's just a lot of unproven things that we just don't know about. Yeah. Someone else is texting in. I'm excited to see CJ in an offense that's more suited to his skill set as a ball distributor.
God bless, brother.
I don't know. I felt like the offense he was in was suited to him.
It was still a version of the Shanahan offense.
Yeah, I think it was suited to him. Now, I think maybe if the texter is moving towards a point of him having, you know, more control of things,
yeah,
more ability and more control of things, I could see that form of it, because I do think that is coming.
Well, I think these are all very, very valid points. And again, I think if you're in the mindset or the frame of mind of, hey, man, let's just not let the offense be an absolute mess the way it was from a pass protecting standpoint last year, I think there's a really good chance that all the points that are being made, the energy, the understanding, the little bit different wrinkle in the offense that McVay system brings versus the Shanahan system, the quarterback having a little bit more control, right? I mean, those are all really, really nice things, and could end up being pluses. But if you can't dial them up, if you can't call them up in the moment, if you can't process what's going on and adjust accordingly, then all that stuff falls by the wayside and doesn't matter.
Our guy, Southside Al.
Is that my boy Ron?
You're damn right it is. I don't know if I can get you on. There you go, Al. Go ahead. What's your thoughts? Are you excited about Nick Kaley?
Say, shout out T. Mill, Clint, and Ron, I'm more than excited, because guess what? Clint knows this run. It's not no big old deal. The guy came from a championship pedigree.
Damn it!
Man, it had been so long since we heard from Southside Al.
Come on. Get Al back on the horn. He was about to say, it's easy. It's no big deal. He came from a championship pedigree.
Must have been on that burner phone. Go with.
Yeah. I like the direction a couple of callers are going, and I will steal this and lean into it. I think both callers mentioned it. I mean, Al was quick, but I do like an offense for C.J. Stroud that Matthew Stafford was successful in and that Tom Brady was successful in for C.J. Stroud a lot more than I do the Shanahan 49ers offense, the way they run things. I mean, I just think CJ's got to be the centerpiece, not the run game and the creativity and all that. All that stuff's nice, and if you can do that, that's great. But the offensive play caller better be able to put C.J. Stroud in gun, and he better be able to create and spread the ball around. And that is, I think, a big difference in what Brock Purdy does and what Matthew Stafford does. Not comparing the two, because obviously Matthew Stafford is significantly more talented from an arm strength and arm talent standpoint. But just they're two total different offenses. And if I had to pick one for C.J., it would definitely be New England. It would definitely be the Rams with Stafford kind of deal.
Some text coming in. I'm hopeful with Nick Kaley. We won't know how good he will be until he does it. Slowik was just so robotic in a sense and did not know how to audible. Someone else texted in, I'm anxious about Kaylee. I just hope he does a better job setting the culture on offense like Miko has set it on defense. Bobby couldn't do that. Also, Kaylee has had some coaching and knows not everything is going to go as planned and you have to pivot. I mean, again, for me, these are things that you hope he does. Like, he's been a tight ends coach. You know, we don't like, I mean, he has maybe witnessed some pivoting, but he's been a tight ends coach. Like, Bobby Slowik, I would assume that he probably witnessed some pivoting from Kyle Shanahan. Like, we watched him. He had to pivot what type of quarterbacks he went with. Like, they were Jimmy G and Trey Lance at times and had to pivot off of things. Bobby. I think, and I think this is something that Clint has tried to make over time of, hey, you don't know how a guy is going to react to the guys in that chair and if he is going to know what to pivot to, right? Yep. And obviously in some cases from what we're hearing, Bobby didn't know where to pivot to in certain things, from at least from what's coming out, until Bobby says something.
I think Bobby's issue was the level of hard-headedness, and it could have been a look, he was limited in knowledge, because that's the way that Shanahan did it, from a, you know, him having all the control on the sideline and all you got to do is execute mentality instead of adjusting. I don't know if it was a lack of options or if it was being bullheaded, but either way it goes, it didn't work. That's exactly what you get into when you have an inexperienced play caller, is you don't know what they can and can't do, what they're capable of doing, what their strong suits are until you get in the moment. And to the texter, I tell you, maybe this is a different segment, but I've heard enough about Bobby Slowik and the offensive coordinator setting the culture on the offense. This is D'Amico Ryan's team. This is D'Amico Ryan's team.
Ooh.
Like, D'Amico Ryan's, I would say, outside of being the defensive play caller that ultimately is going to be the backbone of this team, I would say, and it's probably more important than the defensive play caller, but like, setting the bar and not allowing, like, Bobby Slowik is not responsible for that part of what went on in Houston. Like, Bobby Slowik, I said this many a time last year, Bobby Slowik's hands were tied. When your head coach is going to the podium and talking and just stroking the hell out of Laremy Tunsil after he shows up, you know, part-time, shows up with just enough time to get ready, penalties that he does, everybody else runs laps except for Laremy Tunsil kind of deal, that's on D'Amico. That's not on the play caller. Let's not put that on Nick Kaylee's plate here. I mean, Nick Kaylee's not going to come in here and all of a sudden be some dictator and make it that, by the way, and do it with all this energy. That's D'Amico Ryan's. If there's a lack of physicality, D'Amico's the one that stops practice and says, "Hey, man, guys, this ain't it on the off. We are whooping y'all's ass. This ain't it on the offensive side of the football. I mean, we're whooping y'all and making y'all like it. What are we doing? Like that? That's on the head man. Y'all, let's not put that on Nick Kaylee. I think Nick's got a steep hill to climb. I don't think that.
Set the culture tone.
No. When it boils down to it, that's on 5'9".
Yeah. Or at least 5'9". Is that his number?
5'9". Isn't that D'Amico?
At least cap to really instill and push it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kenyon Green no more, that's for sure.
He let that one go before. He let that one go before. All right, coming up, he better not do well in Philly. Coming up, I want to get into this dilemma I had. Now, Clint, we'll let him. I'll set the scene of the dilemma, and then we'll let Clint give me the advice that he gave.
Need all my dads to listen up now. All my dads to listen up and chime in now. Text in.
We'll see where you all are on this one. And then the NBA playoffs, crazy again last night. Celtics. And Tyler couldn't wait to text me my thoughts on what his bet was on that plus 11. Crazy. 21-2 run. Saved your ass. We'll discuss.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, so this is my dilemma. All hands on deck. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can join in as well. Good conversation. Damn. South, Al. Should have heard you finish. He was about ready to unload, I bet. What he was going to do. All right. I'm having this dilemma with my oldest son. He is now 11 years old. And I don't know how old you were when you first started cutting grass, but I am certain it was before 11. I mean, I at least
I was probably early. I was early bloomer.
I probably about 10 or 11. I remember when Teresa handed me the keys to start cutting that grass, where she said, "I'm tired. I'm not going to be cutting this grass all the time. I work all day. I feed your ass. I run you everywhere. You can at least cut this grass.
Least you can do is pull your own weight, man."
Got it. Yes, I remember. I remember fifth grade. I feel like is when I started cutting grass. Now I do have a feel that every kid. I think some people say, "Boy, like, listen, shoot. Obviously, my mom had to cut some grass, right? I think Courtney's probably ran through and cut some grass before.
My mom liked doing it. Like, that was her away time from me and my brother."
That means you didn't do it, huh?
I didn't growing up. I did for
the yard, man.
I did for a bit as a young adult.
But I feel like he should. In my mind, I don't know if I'm just not thinking about a different time, fellas. But I feel like he should know how to cut grass. I feel like that's just a skill he should have. Like, sure, I've been failed. Should I know what a muffler is? Yes. But with much more confidence than I have right now. But I feel like he should cut the grass. But then again, I'm thinking to myself, one, I sure as hell don't want him learning how to cut the grass on my yard. I think that's where we're really at it. I don't want him touching nothing. None of my yard. Because I can see he's going to butcher it. Them lines going to be off, all of that. And my guy does a great job. And I want to continue that. But also, my wonder is, like, have we reached a time where Like, cats ain't going to be cutting their own yard. Do you still cut your own grass?
Yes.
You still cut yours? Tyler, you don't cut yours, do you?
Not since I tore the knee apart. Nope.
I mean, I get a little help from time to time, but I usually do it.
Oh, so you usually do it? Yeah, I don't
know. Not a big fan of weed eating, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think I know. I know my guy. He's got about 8-9 houses in the neighborhood. He's doing several at a time.
Did he just say because of his knee injury back in 82?
Well, that's when I stopped doing my own yard and I hired someone because I had to at the time. And then once I did that, there was no way in hell I was going back to doing my own yard.
But I think about it, like, for real, I left high school, and then I never lived in a place where I had to cut grass after that until me and Courtney bought our first house. And then I cut the grass there. I cut the grass a couple of hot seconds when we moved here and got our house here. And then I said, oh, hell with that, man. I got this dude over here holding this now. This is affordable. This is just going to go into it. So I got people texting in, been cutting the grass. And middle school is when I started. And Clint, you said, go ahead and let him practice on our line.
Yeah. I think that's where the mistake's coming in. I mean, now you have to get your ass out there. And when he gets a little crooked, you have to get him straightened up and say, look, teach him attention to detail right here. I mean, that's just an opportunity for you to teach him a little bit. Like, you got to let him cut your yard, man. I even give him a little incentive, man. You want them J's that everybody's wearing on that basketball court? You got a month's worth of yard work out here to do.
Yeah,
get them.
Yeah, I'm with you on all that. I just want another chore. I want him to do something else to earn that because I don't want him to mess up my grass.
Look, I mean, here's the deal.
I know I messed up grass a few times. At his age, it ain't that hard.
It ain't that hard. Hopefully he has that attention to detail. He has that.
If
he's going to put his name on something, he needs to put his name on it and be proud of it.
He's more of a let me get through it as fast as I can so I can get to the next one.
I'm telling you, them lines got to be straight now. Lines got to be straight.
I'm just saying, Tyler, you love how your grass is. You want an 11-year-old coming and putting his hands on that thing?
Hell no, 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 no. Juan does a hell of a job all on his own.
My guy's name, too. But, yeah,
hell of a guy.
Ron does a great job. I want to see if there's maybe some local baseball fields or something. Somewhere.
Oh, man, get him out of that backyard, man. Teach him how to cut. And the next thing you know, you're going to have free grass. You gonna buy him the Jordans anyway, so you might as well get a couple of cuts out of it. Next thing you know, you can cut Juan's expense out of your budget.
Yeah. Lauren Mack comes in. Tell him if he messes your yard up, you're gonna mess him up. Listen, I don't think that's gonna help, man. I just don't think he's a good. Like, he gonna hit this thing. Them lines are going. That's where I'm gonna be pissed off if I get out there and look and these things are crooked and he's rolled in. Maybe I let him hit. Like parts of the backyard.
Yeah, the back. Start with just the backyard. I think it's a real. I mean, it is a great opportunity.
I feel like it's something that I need. Like I can see that there's a way that he may not ever have to cut grass. Like who knows, he may live in spaces where that is done for him.
If you teach him how to cut grass,
but I think it's a skill he needs to have just in case.
Well, it'll definitely be an option here in Texas, especially in the summers. If you want to make a little extra cash. You knock on some doors and say, hey, I need to look for a little, instead of going to a summer job, I'm going to cut this grass. I'm going to cut this. Can I get 40 bucks out of you? And get you 5 or 6 yards. Next thing you know, he's got him a little summer job where he's making some bread and go buy. Like me, I was a bicycle guy. I was going to buy the next bicycle. How much it cost? $400. Okay.
I
better get to work. I had to go buy. I mean, come on, man. You not only can you teach him that attention to detail, being proud of your work, hard work, because mowing a yard, the beautiful thing about mowing a yard is, you can see the hard work, the sweat, the pushing. You can see the result immediately, right? Not only all that, but then you can say, okay, now you got a way. You should never be broke. Yeah, you should never be broke. You can go make a little money right here. Right here, never leave the neighborhood.
Come on, show it. Show some confidence in your boy. Don't expect perfection. Bro, it's your son. Get him out there. Teach him. It will grow back. The amount of people on the grass will grow back. That nobody gives a damn about their grass is surprising. I didn't think I was a big care person of the grass. Apparently, I am more than I thought. I guess I am. I'm the one that, hey, don't walk in my grass. He kills me when he does it. Don't walk in my grass. Walk on the sidewalk. Really? Walk in it. Yeah, I am. I mean, it's been cut. Don't.
Yeah.
Like, I feel, like, I guess I am.
Got it striped just right.
I ain't never hit nobody. I've never seen so many people. Oh, it's just like it's hair. It'll grow back. There ain't nothing more that pisses me off than, because I can see them.
Well, I mean, here,
I can see the bad lines.
Let me help you over this, all right? Set that, raise the mower up a little bit.
Good idea.
And let him cut it. And then if he butchers it, then you just knock it out right when he's done, and you'll be good.
Let Juan continue to do it.
Oh, so you're afraid the truth of the matter is you don't know if you can cut straight lines.
Oh, I know I can cut straight lines. I don't really have the time.
Oh.
You should really just go to your neighbor's house and be like, hey, look, my kid will do it for free. I don't know what y'all's situation is, if they have a service or whatever, but my kid will do this for you for free if you don't mind.
And Juan,
trying to teach him something here.
Now, hey, Juan's got the neighbors five houses down this way and the other side.
Dang, that's the biggest fear. When Trey decides he wants to go make money, he's going to piss Juan off. But that'll be all right. Competition. Then you get the opportunity to teach him about competition.
Competition in the neighborhood.
I don't know, man. Someone said... Yeah, somebody said yard work. Yeah, yard work. I got that, man. Oh, I've made it. Me and him, we have mulched up everything. All that. Those are things he can't screw up. I'll tell you, boy, he will piss me off if he just get over it. Because he may
surprise you.
You said it. He'll be in there, and you know, and I got to be with him every step of the way because he'll be in there. He'll look at it as, let me just get this as fast as I can so I can get back. And he will.
Mm-hmm. Then what you need to do is, as fast as you can, ease on down there and get whatever Jordans he wants, get a model lower. See, I was rushing. This is because I was rushing. I was trying to hurry up. I got a half size too small.
To get Tony Romo's.
Your feet are going to hurt. Yeah, get him a half size too small Tony Romo's and go, hey, this is you mow the yard like that, this is what you get. You mow like Jordan, you get Jordans.
Yeah. Cool. I said, this is part of parenting grind. I know it. I'm just saying.
Don't mow in the Jordans.
So. I just like, hey, I got no problem with it, man. He's got the dishes, everything. I like for my grass to look good. And if you see if I ask him, hey, man, go ahead and knock out your room. Go clean your room. And then when I get in there and I walk in there and I look at his room and he believes that that's clean.
Everything shoved under the bed.
Oh, wish. Have you ever told somebody, go clean your room, and you walk in there and you are met with a pair of shoes in the entry?
Never had to tell anyone.
Walk in the door.
My 3-year-old does it now.
In the entry. I cleaned it out, and you do this, and I know we got to go to break. And you do this, all right, Trey. Now if I walk in there right now, do you think I will approve and say this is clean? Yeah, yes, yes. You walk in. You talk about them Jordans, pair of Jordans sitting right there, Crocs following behind them.
What are you gonna do about it, Dad?
Now I got to do what you want me to do with this grass. Stand over here at the door and watch him get all this together, then just talk to him. Like, honest to God, you think this means clean? You think this means clean? Tyler's turtle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's coming up next.
Tyler Miller, you are the greatest producer in the world.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Text line coming through. That's a sad commentary. It's up to us to teach our kids. I want to teach him. I just don't want to teach him on my grass.
He never shied away from wanting him to get this knowledge, just maybe on someone else's yard.
As I said earlier, I want to teach Lauren. Like, I'm not one. I think I want my daughter to know how, just in case, you know, she's in a situation with that. I would think hopefully I'm around to be able to pay for her services if need be, but just in case, you never know what happens. I want them all. I just don't want them to learn on my yard. I know what I'm going to do. I told you.
Their
grandparents.
Are you getting yard of the month?
Huh?
Are you over getting yard of the month out there in Siena or what?
No, I just want to make sure
I mean, I've been to the place. Nice place, man.
I appreciate it.
Very prestigious award.
I just didn't realize he was getting yard of the month and going after yard of the month in Siena over there.
I just wanted to look a certain way.
I bet Wade's looks better.
It don't.
He's been by it.
It don't. Wade, man, you better go holler at Juan, baby.
Bro.
Tell him, man, Juan, come down there and cut down them trees, bolt up that bad boy, cut that thing up. I just don't want an 11-year-old butchering. Maybe we need to come here.
Do it right. You have your 11-year-old that's acing it.
Yeah, maybe. Take a couple of years.
I think I've got you convinced.
He's gonna run that thing into the fence.
Tyler, he had a glimmer in his eyes when I said, you know, you realize if you teach him a couple of times, you can cut that Juan expense out of your budget. You maybe save a little money.
I bet he let up.
You know. He paused and looked at me.
I'm not cheap.
Started adding up. Okay, that amount a month.
If I were cheap, there's just some things that I choose not to spend on. If I were cheap, I would have had Nick be cutting this thing by now.
Well, it's good. Get him out there. You can kill two birds with one stone. They can split it.
If that's the case. All right, let's do it. We do this every single week. Tyler's Terps List.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
We're just not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. We do it every week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley right around this time, 3:45 p.m. If you don't know how it goes, well, it's my responsibility, my duty, if you will, to keep an eye out for Turdish behavior around the world of sports each week. I give you three of them, gold, silver, bronze medalists for turd-like behavior around sports. And this happens from time to time. Going to jump right into it here. Your bronze medal on Turds of the Week this week. It's a teammate, boys. It's a teammate of ours here at Sports Radio 610. And this is known to happen every once in a while. It's been a few weeks. Most of the team has been in line. You know, all rowing, pulling in the same direction, not acting turdish. But apparently we had a fellow teammate do such a thing within this last week. And you find him each night on Area 45. Oh. It is young Chris Santiago.
What?
Young Chris Santiago, I believe, with his first ever appearance on the turd list right now.
What does he ever do?
Well, let me tell you. So, we all got through it together right here on this show. We know the Rockets season ended. Warriors took care of that. Playoffs over, 2025 over for the Rockets for this basketball season. And it got down to a Game 7. The Rockets fought back all the way back, got it back to Toyota Center for that Game 7 against the Warriors. And peeling back the curtain, or the carpet, as Ron likes to say here on this program. Pulling the carpet on back in this radio gig, at least in my experience here at this station, Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. It's not an easy task for some reason, whatever reason, for us lowly producers to get credentialed for some of these big-time Rockets games. Just the way of it. No big deal. Well, my guy Patrick Creighton, who you also find on Area 45 with Chris Santiago, apparently he went through all the hurdles, talked to our boss Parker, our other boss, had some conversations, knowing Santiago's such a big Rockets and NBA fan, period. Got Chris Santiago a credential for Game 7 between the Rockets and the Warriors. Chris had told him his girl's out of town, so there's no excuses. He's wide open that weekend, that week.
Who cares if she's in town? It's Game 7.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Santiago no-showed PC. Santiago did not show up to Game 7. Left Patrick there holding that credential he got for him.
Well, listen, on the surface, this feels very turdish.
Oh, yeah.
But I need to have an understanding of what happened. There had to be the level of love that Chris has for the Rockets and for basketball. Game 7 NBA, I don't know if Chris has ever been to a Game 7. I guess I'd be willing to bet that he hadn't.
Yeah.
And for him to skip it, there's got to be a plausible reason why.
Well, I need more details than that.
Shout out Santiago. I mean,
was there a call made?
No, not from what I understood. He just didn't come.
Really bad.
Now this is just the information I have, and I told y'all it's my responsibility. I got to police this stuff. So, Santiago, welcome to the turd list. You get a bronze medal this week.
I'm done with you.
Never getting you another ticket again. You at least got it. You got at least call.
Santiago gets the bronze medal.
We didn't discuss that for the whole hour. First hour. That's what we didn't discuss on the show on Area 45 had I been on it.
Moving into the silver medal on Tyler's Turds of the Week here on the drive with Sterner and Huglia every Thursday at 3:45 p.m. I don't know if y'all saw this story. Of course, one of the biggest stories out of this year's NFL draft was Shedeur Sanders plummeting down the draft boards into the fifth round when Shedeur got taken?
144.
That's right. That was obviously a huge story. Well, I saw a new story come out this week, and this is what old Clint Sterner likes to call, this is baby-ish soft. S-A-W-F-T, soft. The headline reads, a Colorado fan, of course the alma mater of one Shedeur Sanders, where he got his number retired, a Colorado fan is suing the NFL for causing him, quote, emotional distress and trauma after Shedeur Sanders fell to the fifth round of the NFL draft. He is seeking, wait for it, $100 million for the harm the NFL caused to his well-being. This is why, and I don't know this fool's age. He's probably, I guess, Gen Z. But this is why Gen Z and people like me, millennials, this is why we get a bad rap. Because this is baby-ish soft. Everyone looking for a handout, a free payday. Either way it goes, whether this fool thinks he actually was caused emotional distress, he needs to seek some help and realize that the draft is not that important in his life. But more likely, it is not true at all. And this fool's just looking for some money with his hand open.
My man said, you don't know what you're going to get unless you ask.
Worst they could say is no.
He's saying, I bet if I start out at 100, man, if I just got 100,000, if I start at 100 million, they drop this thing down to 1,000, I'd have got that was better than what I thought.
What a mess.
So that Colorado.
I guess his dad probably didn't let him cut the grass.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. But that Colorado, either current or former student, whatever they are, fan, you get the silver medal. Be better, young fella. Gold medal time, and I love it when this happens. It is one of the fellas who inspired this very segment you're hearing right now, Tyler's Turds of the Week. And if you're with us on YouTube and Twitch, I do have the infamous golden turd in hand.
Saw this coming a mile away.
Fella that really may have been the leader in the clubhouse to inspire this segment. The bearded turded one. James Harden. Former Rocket, of course. He's made a few other stops, you know, forced his way out of teams and such here and there. James Harden gets this week's gold medal because if you missed it, well, he did what he normally does in big-time games, specifically Game 7s in the NBA playoffs, which is the bed. He had 7 points in Game 7, and this is beautiful from Marcus Spears.
James Harden is like the dude that got a girl, and he sets up nice scenes, and he never proposes. They never gonna get married, okay? He's gonna date you. Y'all gonna stay together. People gonna say y'all a great-looking couple, but he's never gonna marry you. That's what I compare these Game 7 to.
Couldn't have said it better. I'm gonna leave it right there for the turd known as James Harden. James Harden is your gold turd medal winner. He's won many of these. He's racking it up. He's got a full shelf in his man cave of these turd medals, people. James Harden, 7 points, Game 7. Keep choking, doing what you do. Go have a honey bun and get in your feels, my man. It'll all be okay, James. Freaking turd. That's your turds of the week.
Turds of the week, James Harden. The originator, I'm proud of you. I thought you were going to put Steph Curry and the Warriors on for winning the Game 7. I thought that was going to happen. Nah. Or I thought you were going to put Steph on there for having a hamstring strain and missing a week of play.
Only Mike Trout gets that kind.
I thought you might hit him.
Yeah, I'm still stuck on Santiago. Wow.
Apparently, we're getting word from the text line that he said he had eaten Chipotle the night before and his stomach didn't feel good. I would have made it.
I got to know if you called.
I would have. Yeah, if you didn't call,
that sounds like a junior high excuse.
Or you didn't text.
I mean, you had to be rooster telling all over yourself.
You can still text.
Yeah, you could damn sure still text and call and say, hey, man, I ain't going to make it.
That sounds like Santiago we know is a good-ass dude and he ain't good at lying.
Tell you, I got some questions when his ass walks in his door.
What you got coming up at the four?
All right, hey, look here. I mean, it's easy, man. If you're looking for your next binge watch to stream, I got a good one for you now. I don't lead a segment with too much of this stuff, but damn it, this one's so good. I've got to stay your ass right where you at. I got a good one for you. And the Texans, they crank up that rookie mini camp tomorrow. What is it that you're looking for? We'll discuss right here on Sports Radio 610. We'll do all that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.